Superintendent of Gilman Schools Wally Leapart and an update on the recent school board meeting.
Thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure to share information that's coming from the board with our community. And this month was an exciting month to talk about what's happening that's going well. First off, this was the month that Gilman has a Taylor County Educator of the Month. This month is Tyler Pacoit. Tyler is our tech ed teacher and one of our instructors in our Pirate Ship Productions program. And we were able to showcase the meaningful and relevant learning opportunities and projects that our students are doing in Mr. Pacoit's tech ed classroom, like building hunting stands and ice shacks, as well as doing some work for our community in doing some laser engraving on various items, such as coffee mugs and things like that. So it was a real pleasure to have Tyler showcase the Pirate Ship Productions at the board meeting. We also shared what we received in a parent survey regarding academic events and information about student progress. We found out that when it comes to when we would have those meetings, that we can do it during the day or throughout the evening, and we could have a very good turnout from our community. Our families and our parents are very connected with our kids and their kids and want to see their success academically. Wouldn't you know it, that parents said that they'd love to get that information in person. Next one was by phone, and an email was the last way of communicating with them. This really was brought on because we were starting a new reading program. We've talked about the 100 Book Challenge a few different times, and the exciting thing is that we're realizing growth immediately. And so we, just in this last week, we have three more kids that are on target with their goals. We also talked about our eSucceed charter school budget. And just as a quick reminder, we want everybody to know that the purpose of that charter school is to create an engaging learning environment where students are empowered through project-based learning to pursue their passions for meaningful learning that prepares them for their future. We did this because we want to keep kids connected to our local school. We want to promote a meaningful learning experience in our community and increase access to high-quality courses that aren't feasible as a small school district. And so one other thing is that we look at it as a way to increase teacher retention, because right now we have teachers that have responsibilities that are on overload, and we can reduce the number of course assignments, allowing them to spend more time helping our kids succeed in our school. This is something that we need to really embrace, as online learning is not the next best thing. It is the now best thing that we're seeing more and more students gravitate towards. And this reduces a real risk of individuals leaving our school to pursue that opportunity in another school through open enrollment. Some other things that we talked about was our district and school report cards. The district received meets expectations with a score of 70.9. Elementary was meets expectations at 65.4, and our high school also meets expectations at 68.3. We want to say thank you to all our staff and our students for their work in contributing to the success of our schools academically. Just two more things that I want to share from the board meeting is that another opportunity that we're providing our students is starting at the beginning of this next year, so January 1st, 2020, individuals that wish to get a CDL license will have to go through a course, and we've been able to partner with Gilbertson's CDL course out of Lake Holcomb and provide a CDL training course for our high school students. And that cost is something that we're able to pay for as a school district, just like we do students that take college classes. So our students will be prepared to take their CDL driver's test in the summertime. And then the last thing that we want to talk about is that we met as a transportation committee, and we are continuing to collect data as far as how we can serve all our schools in our community, including our Amish community, and providing transportation to the school. That's a recap of what happened on Monday night. You're always welcome to come to the meetings or check us out on our webpage or Facebook.
Gilman Superintendent of Schools, Wally Leapart.